We at times do not wait to receive a complete instruction on what to do before we jump to conclusion, while assuming we know what the instruction is all about. I can recall my mother instructing me to do something, but before she finished speaking, I had already started going upstairs because I felt that I knew what she wanted me to do before receiving the full instructions. As soon as I reached upstairs, I realized that, wait a minute, I had no idea what I was supposed to do. I had to go all the way back downstairs and make an even longer trip because I didn't allow my mom to finish her instructions. I could have completed her task in one go, but instead, I acted as if I knew everything. I apologized to my mom for not listening the first time and then asked her to repeat her instructions. By the way, if you're wondering what she wanted me to get, it was the TV remote, which happened to be downstairs. When we think we know everything, especially we young ones, we often make choices that leads us to sin. In this way, we can relate this to the prodigal son in today's gospel. He felt that he knew everything because after he took the money, he thought life would go smoother. Without a thought of the future, we often think that we know the future better than God does, so we just do whatever benefits us at that moment. When we ask things from God, we expect him to give it to us instantly, thinking that our time is the best time. And when God doesn't give it to us immediately, we conclude that he doesn't know what he's doing. So we find ways to get what we want, often by sinning, to accomplish this goal. We don't think about our bad choices till we fall into problems. What do you and I do when we eventually get into those problems? God has done so much for us, and all he asks in return is to obey his commandments. But as the prodigal son demonstrated, it is hard to be patient at times. Like the son, we sin a lot, and we only focus on the present and not on the future. The son demanded his share from his father because he wanted to live in the moment. Not until he squandered all the money during his journey did he realize that the people who used to work for his father will live even better than him in his present condition. His willingness to work along his father's servants symbolizes how much he has matured. Not until he ventured out did he understand how important his father was. We think we don't need God, so we divert and run away from him. And not till we run into problems do we realize the importance of God in our lives. When we fall into problematic situations, we should look at it as a test meant to bring us closer to God. But let's not forget about the older brother just yet. The older brother grew jealous of all the attention the father gave his younger brother, even though he sinned. We are all members of God's family. So when people go astray, we should encourage them to be better and not judge them. Likewise, to the prodigal son's father, God offers us a banquet every time we sin. He offers us a chance to repent, and he offers us salvation. In verse 31, the father told the older brother, and I quote, "My son," the father said, "you are always with me, and everything I have is yours." All he ought to have done was ask for anything, and he would have received it from his father. My question to us this morning is, do we believe that we are still in Christ, as the older brother was? Do we ask God for things that we need, but not like our entire share of the will, like the prodigal son requested of his father? The gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 7, verse 7 to 8 says, "Ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you." Verse 8 says, "For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened." In James chapter 4, verse 3 says, "We do not receive because we ask with wrong motives of spending it on our own pleasures." Back to the prodigal son's issue. We make mistakes when we think we are ready to move forward and take that big leap. In the parable, the son wanted to become an adult quickly and live his life on his own. but he didn't realize the great responsibilities that are tied to being an adult. So he had to go back to his father to ask for forgiveness and guidance. Even though when we divert or backslide and turn away from the way of path and path of Christ, like the prodigal son did by asking for his shares of his family's property, squandered it, and became doomed afterward, we should not think that it is over. But let me tell you this. Christ does not want us to die in our sins. Instead, we should acknowledge our sins, repent, and return back to our Creator as the prodigal son returned unto his father, who threw a feast to celebrate his son's return. Same way the host of heaven rejoices for a sinner that repented. But I wish my parents would give me a feast for forgetting to take out the trash. God is similar to the Father because he always welcomes us with open arms, no matter what we do. And he gives us a second chance. It is easier to judge the younger son's misconduct and focus on his wrongdoings. The son witnessed what happens in real life, and he suffered a lot just to make ends meet, trying to get enough money to put a roof over his head, eat, or any other necessities. Even though he went astray, he learned his ways. Like the prodigal son, we should also swallow up our pride, repent, and ask God for forgiveness. We can relate this story to the second lesson, 2 Corinthians 5, starting from verses 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. Verse 18 says, all this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Verse 19 says that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sin against them, and he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. Despite what the son did, the father was quick to forgive him as soon as he came back repenting. We can also learn from this and be willing to forgive others, look past minor details, and move on from it. This Lenten period, we should focus on sacrificing things that distracts us from God so we can build a better relationship with him. We can start by sacrificing any hobby that normally takes up our schedule and focus on making a deeper connection with him. I can start by praying a lot. We claim to believe God, but we at times divert from the right path. And when problems arise, we come back. According to Joel 2:12-13, even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, and he relents from sending calamity. Amen.